There's only one gentleman who would be fitting on a program like today. He was on our first Hockey Central at Noon program going all the way back to September. That's 10 months ago that we kicked off this program. And now on the final program of the season before we break for July and August, Peter Labardius, the color voice of the Calgary Flames, jumped off a GO train so he could talk to us and talk to you. What a committed gentleman. I didn't even know he was doing mornings this week until yesterday. Still has time for us. Lou, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
Well, this is my segment. This is my show. You're my people.
Exactly.
Of course I have time for you. And I'm at Mimico Station. And Mimico is the home of Dave Boland and Brendan Shanahan, in case anybody is wondering. So, you know, I thought I'd tie it in. Now, I had it all set up today, but the truth of the matter is a little story. As you know, my significant other, Nancy, for those who don't know, she is a sign language interpreter, and today she was doing some work for the executive member. He's been the general manager of Canada's deaf hockey team for years and years, so we had a little impromptu meeting. It was great to get together with Roy and meet him for the first time, and he mentioned that, you know, it's always a struggle, unfortunately, for that program to get funds and try and make their way to the respective world championships where Canada lost last year in Russia. So anyway, a little backstory of that. And I thought I'd give the deaf hockey program a little bit of a shout out because they deserve it.
Absolutely. So that's what you were doing this afternoon where you are. That's what you were doing, hey?
Yes.
Very nice. Well, that's very cool. And that's cool that Nance has got that tie-in like that. So that's mm-hmm. very cool. And for the record, Lou's significant other is pretty cool lady. So I just
yeah, she's all right. I keep her.
You like her.
Why she keeps me is what I don't really understand.
I'd keep you too, Lou.
Okay. All right. Let's talk hockey, shall we?
It's been a busy stretch here for the Flames, hasn't it? Like, since last Friday, it feels like it was like a month ago, but it was only a week ago when this whole torrid pace started. Dougie Hamilton acquired, trade up, Oliver Shillington picked, Dougie Hamilton signed, Michael Frolik signed, Kari Ramo re-signed. Like, it has been nonstop for the Calgary Flames over the last week.
Well, I have been really, really envious. It's, you know, it's great to have a break, but in the last week, it's been difficult to be away from the action. It's always hard for me not to be at the draft, for starters, but I really was missing it more than ever in terms of being on the ground on July the 1st. You know, I thought July 1st was so interesting and intriguing, and to sit and listen to Brad on television as opposed to being right there, and kind of felt too far removed. But you're right. It's been quite a time for the team going back to the acquisition for those three draft picks of a core piece. I've talked about it on the radio the last couple of mornings with Mr. Pinder. But for this organization to address a need, Pat, and end up with a 22-year-old defenseman who just turned 22, as you know, 42 points, right-handed, 6'5", to grow with this young core group, I just think that's maybe as good a move, in my estimation, as anybody has made to this point in the offseason. And I wanted to have an opportunity. I thought you guys actually might call on July 1st, so I'm glad we're getting the chance today, because I thought of you immediately after the Frolik news broke.
Yeah.
And I love when we go back and forth on certain things, and I haven't had a chance to get your take necessarily, but my take is, and I don't think you'll be surprised on Frolik, because you know how much I covet people that I think you can win with. And that's why I really like this signing. You know, I've heard his last two coaches just absolutely rave about him. And in hockey, the T word, the trust word, is so, so important. You can move Michael up and down your lineup. I think he really fills a need for this team on the one side of the ice, being on the right wing side, that this team needed to address. So there you address that. You address it with somebody who I thought was an integral part of the Jet season the last 2 years. Certainly, probably didn't get the proper, pump up for what he did in Chicago's run in 2013 to the Stanley Cup title. So I really applaud the move, even though, and I would get, because, you know, my eyebrows even were raised a little bit in terms of, you know, not term, but maybe money.
Right.
But when you're in that kind of competition, you have to pay. And the other part of it is, for me, that I think it's fantastic that someone of this ilk, and says a lot about where the Flames are going as a franchise, that he chose Calgary. You know, I don't think that can get lost in that transaction either. So, yeah, in terms of those two things in particular, I really feel like the team has really done an amazing job addressing some key needs. And now, and it's probably where you're going to go next, but, you know, we do all the preseason games as well, and who knows what's going to happen in camp.
Yeah.
Pat, when was the last time, and you're a great guy, you know, a historian, you're a Calgarian, you know, you go a long way back with the team and have such a great memory and recollection, but this camp, if nothing changes, and I still think it will in terms of moves, I mean, look what you've got on defense. What are the decisions you're going to make there? Who's going to play with who?
Yeah.
Are you going to potentially make some moves? You've got three goalies on one-way deals. And then by the time the RFAs get dealt with, I mean, look at those battles for competition. So it's fun. It's a fun time to be around this team.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the last time that I can remember this, I can't. Like, I can't remember.
Yeah, I believe that.
I can't remember going into a year. And there's lots that could happen between now and September, but I can't remember going into a year with this much competition basically everywhere. Like, that,
yes.
Everywhere. Blue line, in net. There's, right now, Lou, I count 17 forwards that all believe they could be NHLers next year. Like, all of a sudden, if you're Josh Juris, if you're Marcus Granlund, if you're, you know, Drew Shore, you're like, holy cow, I got to bust my hump at training camp just to be on this team.
And I'm going to go back to a conversation that we had, and now I get to do it with you instead of just talking about a conversation with you. Do you remember what you asked me last September in regards to what I was hoping for out of the Flames season?
So last September, you would have said, I want to
see... You go ahead.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said, I want to see the key players on this team, the progression of those key players, the results almost secondary. I want to see the important pieces that are going to be long-term members of this team really take steps and noticeably progress. Am I correct?
Yeah, you are. And the one caveat I would add to it is, I said, I want to see this organization continue to have more NHL-ready players.
Right.
And forget about wins and losses, forget about the playoff, and don't get me wrong, that's all very important, and I think really, really important in how do you make a move for Dougie Hamilton? How does Michael Frolik decide on Calgary? So I'm not trying to, you know, diminish. That was huge for this organization. Huge that they turned all that great work into a playoff spot and even a first-round playoff win over Vancouver. But you get better because you have more NHL assets at your disposal.
Right.
And it was funny, I interviewed our good friend Wes Gilbertson on the radio yesterday morning, and I'll say this to you in return. Think about the kind of conversations that we were having, not necessarily last year at camp, but the year before. And think about how much things have changed in the organization in terms of, you know, back then, Pat, it was like, who's going to play?
Yeah.
Where are we going to find centermen? Like, this, there's a lot of work here to be done. To now, going off of what you just said, now, you know, a year and a half later, if you will, you've got really good battles everywhere, and you've already taken big steps.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it, Lou, and it's Peter Labardius is with us, by the way, here on Hockey Central at noon. It's our final show of the year, so I figure, why not get our favorite guest on the air with us? Because for me, I completely agree. And that's why, you know, the Michael Frolik deal, that's a deal that I really like. A 5-year deal for a 27-year-old forward. The cap hit may be a little bit higher than otherwise, but $4.3 million in free agency isn't crazy. That's a guy who I think fits anywhere in your top nine. On the Frolik front for me, and this won't surprise you, like as it didn't surprise me that you were talking about the winning side of things. I also saw you put that on Twitter. So I was like, yeah, I know we're Lou's thinking. Here's what I really like about Frolik. Strong two-way player. And I love the potential for a Michael Backlund, Michael Frolik pairing, because I think those two could be absolutely huge in the two-way shutdown game for the Flames.
And who knows where it goes. You know, the great thing is the Flames have just so many more options now at their disposal. You know, depending on the progression of Sam Bennett, are they going to use him at center? Is he going to play on the wing? You know, does Sam Bennett end up with Michael Frolik? And then, you know, you want to talk about potential for shutdown. You're right. Probably you might want to go Backlund, Bulma, and Frolik if you want to go in that direction. But the great thing is there's lots of different options. You know, if you want to put Frolik up a little bit high, not higher on the depth chart, because you know what? I heard Brad Treliving say this, and I'm such a big proponent, and it comes from a lot of people. You know that sometimes, I wouldn't say tick, but I never like to look at a team and go, this is line one, and you know this because you hear it all the time. I'm not a big proponent always of saying, well, this is your first line, second, third, and fourth, because I think all your lines like give you something different. But it's fantastic because you have some time to find some chemistry and you've got options, and that's what you want. You want good options and you want to get better.
Options and flexibility, like those are the words that good teams throw out, and those are the things that good teams have. Well, now the Flames have got that in every position right now. Like they can turn guys that we wouldn't have thought of. As assets before, they can turn them into assets. All of a sudden, they have an ability to deal from a position of strength in the blue line. They have an ability to deal from a position of strong numbers up front, and that they've got options in net. Like these are things that you want to have as an organization trying to take another step.
Well, that's how you win. That's how you win. Look at what happened even, in most recent times. Did Bob Murray's moves, like, at the deadline and how he kind of reconfigurated or added to the depth of the Anaheim defense not make a huge difference in their run?
Absolutely it did.
Absolutely. And again, how did it set his team up, going forward? And that's what you're really trying to do. That's what the best teams have. They draft, they develop really well, they make good signings. And I don't think this can be lost, Pat. I really don't. You want to create strong competition in your group because I believe that brings out the best in people. When you go to work every day and you feel like somebody else can take your minutes, that can only make you better. And that's been a big part of the culture change with the Flames. You know, even before we're at a place now where we're talking about maybe 17 forwards and who's going to play with who, do you have room money-wise and who's going to slot properly on defense and where do you go next there? Are you going to move a goalie? So, yeah, that to me is all about progression. Now, it doesn't guarantee even that the team's going to do what they did last year on the ice.
Yeah.
But it's all about sticking to the plan and continuing to put yourself in a position to be a really good team. And the progression over the last couple of years is pretty incredible to look back, even, like I said, to not last September, but the September before.
He is Peter Labardius joining us here on the program. He's the color voice of the Flames. Okay, so I know it's early, and we'll probably have this conversation again when we're talking again in September on the first show of next season. But what are realistic expectations for next year? They get to round two of the playoffs. They do so many good things this year. It was such a dream season in so many different ways. I think we both agree they're significantly better with the last week with Hamilton and Frolik into the fold than they were to end last season. So Are your expectations based on standings? Are they based on wins and losses? Are they based on how far they go in the playoffs? Like, what are expectations for you very early for next season?
Do you know what my expectation is? And it's hard to define, but I'm going to try the best to explain it that I can. I think there's lots of different steps on the way. And here's what I'm trying to put forth, and I don't want people to take it the wrong way. But I want this team to, every time you face, you know, a Chicago, a St. Louis, an Anaheim, where you go into those games and you truly feel like the Flames are going to come away with 2 points. And I hope I'm not, I'm hope that I'm making myself clear. It's not that they haven't been able to do that before, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I want to see this team take another step to the point where, okay, now teams really pencil the Flames in. This is a hard out for anybody, and they've become that way. But the interesting thing about this year to me is not maybe to answer it this way, what your expectations, what my expectations are. Sure, we'd love them to go to another round. Wouldn't that be great? Or even, you know, a round after that. I mean, this team is trying to put themselves in a position at some point here in the next few years to really win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
But I want to see how this group manages brand new expectations. How they now, I think for the first time in 3 years, nobody's taking the Flames lightly anymore on their dance card. This has become a good team. And if you talk to coaches as I did and GMs, you know, on, you know, when we're on the road, they know what the Flames were all about. But now this is a team with more confidence. It has more belief. It has more pieces. But then the balancing factor is they're also going to have more expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean that's a very fair point. How do they go about dealing with that? And I'll be very curious about that. Although I got to say I'm quite excited. I think that my outlook is very much positive for next year. I think this team's got a potential to do some really nice things next year.
And I guess maybe if I could quantify it properly, I think you've moved yourself into a different place when, by and large, and things happen, right? The LA Kings did not make the postseason this year. But where I'd love to see the Flames get, and I think they're getting very close to that, is that you go into the year not thinking about just making the playoffs, Pat, but what you might be able to do because of who you have when you get there. And I think those are two different things. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I think those are two different things. We don't ever think that the Chicago Blackhawks aren't going to be in the playoffs.
That's right.
And yet there's still work to be done.
Yeah. Sounds like a train's about to leave where you are.
It is. And I need to be on this one.
Are you getting on right now?
Yeah, I'm going to try, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, then
hopefully it's not as busy as the last one.
Here,
we'll be able to chat, and, you know, as long as I don't get sconded by the GO Train police, we'll be good.
Well, here, I'll ask you one more question then, and then you can GO Train with peace. What are you watching for the rest of the summer? Like, what's number one on your radar? Is it Gio's extension? Is it Boma's potential next deal? Is it more trades? What's on your radar right now for the rest of the summer when it comes to the Flames?
Well, it's hard not to think about the potential extension of the captain. I think it's going to get done. I'm just really fascinated by what it looks like when it does get done. Lance Boma's scenario is really intriguing to me. Again, it's going to get done, but what's it going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the terms going to be? How long is it going to be for? Because you know how I really value this guy. And I guess number three on that list, you know, in terms of those players, is Paul Byron. What happens there? I don't think there's any question that Bob Hartley and his staff is a huge fan.
Yeah, they
but
trust
him.
Where
does he fit? Does he have a fit?
Yeah.
And then lastly, Pat, on that account, if I can, is you have three goalies on one-way deals. I don't see that lasting forever. And I think there's some real opportunity for this team because of its assets, because of what we've addressed. I think this summer could still contain some moves that is going to help them get even better.
Yep.
I totally agree. I wholeheartedly agree, my friend. Look, I appreciate you jumping off the train. You didn't have to do that. I appreciate you joining us. I know you've already worked this morning, but I figured, you know what? Last Hockey Central at noon of the season, who better to bring on than the one and only Peter Labardius?
Thank you, pal. Much appreciated. And to all our great listeners and our sponsorship, thank you very much. And, Patty, before you know it, we'll be sitting across the table from one another. It's going to happen faster than we both think.
I know, which is why I say make sure you enjoy your summer, my friend. We'll talk to you again really soon, hey?
You too. Take care.